Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. I'm David Bowes, your host. With the state of Tennessee passing a new academic freedom law which allows for the teaching of scientific controversy, the usual suspects from the Darwinist lobby are lashing out. The law itself says nothing about intelligent design, but it is getting slammed as an ID law. The law simply protects teaching strengths and weaknesses of scientific ideas that are already part of the curriculum. Specifically, it enables teachers to encourage students to, quote, understand, analyze, critique, and review in an objective manner the scientific strengths and weaknesses of existing scientific theories covered in the course being taught within the existing framework, unquote. Radical stuff. Media Matters, a popular leftist website, jumped on the bandwagon and attacked the law and the Discovery Institute. The law for things it doesn't do, and the Discovery Institute for things it hasn't done. Media Matters asserts the law is a slickly crafted proposal to allow religion in the science classrooms. Again, reading the text of the law reveals that that is not the case. It also reveals that in the name of stopping religion from entering the classroom, some are willing to declare valid scientific criticism off-limits. How is it an attack on science to allow a valid exploration of the strengths and weaknesses of the evidence? Isn't a refusal to be willing to look at problems with evidence closer to an attack on science? But Media Matters, like many critics, aren't letting the text of the law stand in the way of their criticisms. They're also not letting the text of public records stop them from making false claims about the Discovery Institute. Media Matters claims, quote, "There's a reason why the Discovery Institute says they aren't pushing intelligent design in public schools. The last time they tried it, they found themselves on the wrong end of a brutal judicial smackdown," unquote. They are, of course, referencing the 2005 case of Kitzmiller v. Dover Area School District. They then assert that the Discovery Institute's denial that they are, quote, "pushing ID into public schools," unquote, is cutesy and requires a bit of context. Cutesy seems like a bit of a stretch, but it could certainly use some context. The problem is Media Matters doesn't provide any, at least not accurate context. Casey Luskin pointed out in Evolution News and Views that the Discovery Institute's law review article, "Intelligent Design Will Survive Kitzmiller v. Dover," published in University of Montana Law Review in 2007, explains all this, citing the public record and telling the story of Discovery Institute's involvement in the Dover situation. The following is an excerpt of that article. Footnotes and supporting evidence can be found on the Evolution News and Views website. Discovery Institute staff attorney Seth Cooper learned about the Dover controversy in June of 2004 after reading a newspaper article. He then called Dover School Board member William Buckingham and warned him that the board was courting legal trouble if it required students to learn about creationism or attempted to censor the teaching of the contemporary presentation of Darwin's theory or chemical origin of life scenarios. Cooper also emphasized that the Discovery Institute does not support requiring that the theory of ID be presented. Instead, it recommends that schools cover scientific criticisms of Darwin's theory along with the scientific evidence supporting the theory. Cooper sent Buckingham materials that included a DVD based on the book Icons of Evolution and a study guide prepared as a companion to Icons of Evolution. Notably, these materials focused only on scientific criticisms of Darwin's theory. They did not discuss ID. Nonetheless, in the fall of 2004, Cooper learned that the Dover board planned to require science teachers to use the textbook of Pandas and People, Pandas. Cooper then communicated with several Dover school board members, hoping to persuade them to rescind the policy, revise it, or abandon it altogether. Discovery Institute also issued a statement on October 6th of 2004 opposing the policy under consideration by the Dover Board. Quote, "A recent news report seemed to suggest that the Center for Science and Culture endorses the adoption of textbook supplements teaching about the scientific theory of intelligent design, ID, which simply holds that certain aspects of the universe and living things can best be explained as the result of an intelligent cause rather than merely material and purposeless processes like natural selection. Any such suggestion is incorrect." Unquote. Despite the lack of support from the Discovery Institute, on October 18, 2004, the board voted to adopt a policy that required discussion of ID in biology classes. Shortly thereafter, the Discovery Institute expressed to the news media its opposition to the adopted policy, and the Institute's disagreement with the policy was acknowledged in an article published in early November 2004 by the Associated Press. The board later modified its policy to require that an oral disclaimer be read to biology classes. The disclaimer stated, "Intelligent design is an explanation of the origin of life that differs from Darwin's view," and noted that, "The reference book of pandas and people is available for students who might be interested in gaining an understanding of what intelligent design actually involves." Dover's board apparently was encouraged to adopt its policy by assurances from the Thomas More Law Center, TMLC, that the policy was constitutional and that TMLC would defend the school board in the event that the policy was challenged. TMLC supported the Dover board, notwithstanding the fact that the Discovery Institute privately communicated its strong reservations about the policy to TMLC attorneys. On December 14, 2004, the ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State filed suit on behalf of 11 parents of students in the district. The same day, the Discovery Institute again reiterated its opposition to the policy, issuing a statement in which John West explained, quote, "When we first read about the Dover policy, we publicly criticized it because, according to published reports, the intent was to mandate the teaching of intelligent design," unquote. West went on to reiterate Discovery's position that intelligent design should not be prohibited, but we don't think intelligent design should be required in public schools. Again, for links to footnotes and supporting information, please see Evolution News and Views. Of course, Media Matters might choose to ignore the evidence. Perhaps it's too cutesy. But there is more. The record shows that going back to the Discovery Institute's first involvement with a major public policy battle in 2001 and 2002 in Ohio, Discovery Institute opposed mandating the teaching of ID in public schools and instead has recommended teaching the critical analysis of evolution. Again, this position is a matter of public record. In a March 2002 op-ed in the Cincinnati Inquirer, Stephen C. Meyer, director of Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture, explained Discovery Institute's recommended science education policy. Quote, "Recently, while speaking to the Ohio State Board of Education, I suggested this approach as a way forward for Ohio in its increasingly contentious dispute about how to teach theories of biological origin and about whether or not to introduce the theory of intelligent design alongside Darwinism in the Ohio biology curriculum. First, I suggested, speaking as an advocate of the theory of intelligent design, that Ohio not require students to know the scientific evidence and arguments for the theory of intelligent design, at least not yet. Instead, I proposed that Ohio teachers teach the scientific controversy about Darwinian evolution. Teachers should teach students about the main scientific arguments for and against Darwinian theory, and Ohio should test students for their understanding of those arguments, not for their assent to a point of view." Unquote. Clearly, Media Matters has it dead wrong. Then they hit the Discovery Institute for pointing out the text of the law. Quote, "Second, the fact that the model bill doesn't mention intelligent design and a disclaimer of secularity is largely meaningless, given that the intention of the bill is to undermine the teaching of evolution, which is a prerequisite to the promotion of intelligent design and other pseudoscientific theories that pretend to be alternatives to the settled science of Darwinian evolution." Unquote. Note that the Discovery Institute and others would be at some kind of fault if an explanation of the evidence undermines some teaching of evolution for fear that it may lead to an explanation of intelligent design. The idea that it's scientific to avoid teaching strengths and weaknesses in theories because they may lead people to explore some other theory you don't agree with simply doesn't pass the smell test. Ironically, however, advocating not challenging theories or evidence because you fear where it may lead is what is being advocated by an article entitled "The Unscientific Model." The law encourages the exploration of scientific theories and controversies within the current coursework and applies well beyond biological evolution. In the name of defending science, Media Matters has leveled an unscientific and demonstrably false attack on the Discovery Institute. It's not the first time that's happened to the Discovery Institute. and it's not likely to be the last. That concludes this podcast of ID the Future, a podcast of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to support the efforts of the Center for Science and Culture, please go to idthefuture.com and click the yellow donate button. This podcast is copyright 2012, the Discovery Institute. All rights reserved.